Today, the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County conducted a street survey of homeless people. Teams of volunteers and government workers fanned out across the county to give a 19-page questionnaire to as many people without permanent housing as they could. Lisa Weichel is Community Relations Manager for the Homeless Coalition. She said the purpose of the survey is to determine what types of services are needed.
The survey that we're conducting out on the streets is part of a 3-month research project to get a really clear picture of who our homeless neighbors are, why they became homeless, what services they've accessed, what services they've tried to access but aren't available, so that we can really come up with the services that they need and part of our 10-year plan to end homelessness.
Weichel said that previous surveys have found there are 9,500 homeless people in Hillsborough County, but this one asks more detailed questions.
Well, actually, this is the first in-depth survey that we have done like this. In the past, we've just done our point in time, which is a 24-hour, 10-question year to really see how many people are homeless. This survey is really to get into the depths of the causes and the services needed.
Before they went out to the streets to give the 130-question survey in Central Tampa, North Tampa, and Brandon, the teams prepared hygiene kits to give out to people after they had completed the survey. Harry McCurdy works with the Homeless Veterans Program at the VA and surveyed the homeless near Columbus and Nebraska, north of downtown.
So far, they've been real receptive. They're real interested in giving the information because they're trying to get some, they want to get assistance and so forth to help them help other homeless people out.
What are some of the ideas they've had, some of the services that they might need?
Seems like a lot is like, housing, transportation, things like that. I find that food doesn't seem to be that much of an issue. There's always places that they can go to eat, as long as they can get around.
Or beat up by anybody?
Yeah.
Joseph Eric Malcolm said the survey went real good and that he was asked everything but the size of his shoes. He told WMNF the types of services that would help him.
I don't have no money to get my mouth fixed. I need glasses. I can't see. I'm nearsighted. Okay. I need a place to stay to where I can afford, you know. At my age now, I can't work like I used to work.
You go under the bridge on 19th and...
Soriano Aurelio Jr. said that the survey was easy to do. The county needs to have better dental health care available for people with low incomes, according to Aurelio.
The only really complaint that I have is as far as dental service is lousy for homeless people, especially at Lee Davis. If you don't have the money, they won't pull your tooth. And I have to have a tooth pulled a year, and I'm trying to get it pulled.
Before she took the survey, a woman who gave her name only as Hazel told WMNF that her family's meager income of $1,000 per month disqualifies her for some services. She moved to Florida 6 months ago because the cost of living was supposed to be lower than in New York, but she can't make ends meet.
You know, I came here and my income, because I worked for 16 years, and my income of me and my husband, and my income, $1,000 a month. And they said to me, well, you know, $1,000 a month is enough for two people. You know, you make too much money. No food stamps, no nothing, you know, and I came here because of my income and, you know, the cost of living is to be cheaper so that we will have a place to stay, food to eat and all of that. We left New York, we had a penny, we had food stamps, we had everything. Got here, $1,000 a month here is too much for two people, and you get no help whatsoever.